Would you spare me some leaves? 'Cause I'm all out of tea. Would you walk a mile for some chamomile? Would you try this at home?
Hi, welcome to the Chai This at Home podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mark.
And I'm Katie. It sounds like the tea kettle is whistling, so let's go ahead and get started. All right, good afternoon, evening, whatever. We're getting this podcast in late because it's been a stressful week, guys. Our car broke down. Well, didn't break down, but it broke for like the third time in like a month.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of other stuff going on, and we're trying to get ready to go on vacation next week. So, yay, life of Mark and Katie. Anyways, we accidentally got like 4 sips by boxes because we're not good at pausing subscriptions, apparently, even though we thought that we had.
Yeah, I don't think their pausing works the way we think it works.
Well, we got it figured out now, I hope.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're reviewing a tea today that came, I think, in Mark's box.
But yes, it might have been mine.
Okay, it was Mark's. It's Moringa Mint from Golden Flourish. It has earthy, fresh vibes, according to the package.
That's the only claim I can see that they could be referencing on the bottom when they say that this claim has not been
evaluated by the FDA. So apparently the earthy, fresh vibes have not been evaluated by the FDA because there's no other like actual claims on there.
There's the name of the company, the name of the tea, and how to make the tea. So it must be that.
So I could not find a website for Golden Flourish, but they're on Facebook, and it was sold on some other websites. And this tea is $14.50 an ounce, which, quite frankly, is absurd.
Yeah.
I think that makes this the most expensive tea we've reviewed.
I think so. Is this? Did we get an ounce?
No, we got a third of an ounce.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's, like, absolutely absurd.
That is.
The ingredients, at least according to this website, are love, moringa leaf, and peppermint leaf.
Okay.
That's a decent list. I could do without the love.
Yeah.
Seems like an artificial ingredient to me.
Yeah.
But I had no...
I mean, unless your mom is making it, then...
I don't think my mom makes this tea.
It does not smell like the kind of tea that she normally has on hand, so...
I mean, maybe she has secrets that I don't know about.
This is true. Ooh, I like that coffee brewer.
Stop looking at the ads, Mark. All the ingredients are certified organic. I had no idea what moringa was, so I looked it up while Mark was brewing the tea, and I found out that it comes from a plant also known as a drumstick tree.
I was not expecting that.
That's honestly about as far as I got.
I'm just imagining a turkey drumstick sticking out of the ground.
I did
only
not.
It's like taller than a house.
So apparently moringa is like really nourishing and stuff. Like has a lot of proteins and vitamins and minerals or something. I don't know. I didn't really read it very carefully. So yeah, it can be used to combat malnutrition. Like a turkey leg.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I know about this. From my cursory Google, but we're going to try this tea.
We have another moringa tea. Oh, I'm a little bit stuffy right now. So if I trust her on the taste more. But we have another one, and I chose this one because I wanted to know what this new thing tasted like, and we know what mint tastes like.
Makes sense. Well, it should give us earthy, fresh vibes. But the FDA hasn't confirmed that, so. So, the tea, oh wait, Mark, tell us about brewing the tea.
It smelled like mint when I opened the package, to the point where the snot came out of my sinuses and into my nose.
I was going
to
say, from smelling this tea, it might clear your sinuses out.
Yeah. But, I just put it. Put a tablespoon in one of our tea baskets, and I poured boiling water over it and let it sit for 5 minutes, and that's that.
Okay, so they're charging $14.50 an ounce, and you have to use a whole tablespoon for a cup instead of 2 teaspoons, or 1 teaspoon, or whatever it normally is.
Something like that. Is that what it says on the package?
It does say a tablespoon. That's why I checked you, because that sounded absurd, but...
I normally do put about a tablespoon in, so...
Okay.
Sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more. It just depends on, like, the vibes I'm getting from the tea.
And the size of the cup, I guess.
Yeah. But with the cups we make, they're always about that.
Well, for the podcast, at least.
Yeah.
All right. It smells minty. Just, like, pretty strong peppermint.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could call an earthy fresh. Is that what I said? Earthy fresh vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know how earthy it is, but it's fresh.
I wouldn't call it earthy. I'd call it fresh.
But it's I don't know, it's a pretty light colored tea. It's nice and clear, though, but there's a little bit of sediment on the bottom.
Yeah. I feel like the Sips By boxes crumble their leaves a little bit more than... Like, we've gotten some things in our Sips By box and then gotten them from the company, and the Sips By box has always been a little bit more sedimenty.
I have not personally noticed that, but you're always the one brewing the tea, so...
Yeah.
I'm trying this. It tastes minty, but, like, slightly off from normal mint, but not enough that I can quite tell what moringa itself tastes like, besides, apparently, drumsticks. I don't think that was meant to reference the taste. I don't know. Like I said, I was just glancing at Wikipedia.
Maybe caramely?
I'll give you... It does have a little, like, creaminess to it.
Yeah.
I would give you caramely.
I'm not sure where they're getting the earthy from, but it is definitely fresh and something.
It mostly, on it, like... I wouldn't pick this over just a peppermint, because I can't taste that much of a difference.
No.
I guess if I was facing malnutrition, but you probably have to, like, eat the leaf for that. You probably can't just drink tea.
Probably. I was kind of hoping you'd taste something more than I could, but...
No, I am not stuffy, but all I'm really getting here is mint.
Yeah. Well, it's a good mint tea. It's got some extra flavor to it, but I'm not much.
So pros and cons. Pros, it's minty.
Do you want to go to the rebrew?
Oh, right, the rebrew. Rebrew time, I forgot. It looks pretty much the same.
There is a little bit of extra spice, like, kind of like the flavor of mint, only like in a different location on your tongue.
Do you want to try to smell this? Can you smell anything?
Nope.
Well, it also doesn't really smell like much at all.
Oh, okay.
So that might be why.
It's a little bit lighter than the original, but other than that, it's pretty much the same. Just looks like a mint tea.
Well, a lot of the mint flavor's gone. So I assume what I'm tasting is the moringa, but I still can't tell what it tastes like.
I can't tell either.
Kind of just like warm water with a slight flavor of indistinguishable flavor.
It's got like that aftertaste of black licorice, but not in a good way.
I did not get that at all.
Do you eat black licorice?
I hate black licorice.
I like black licorice. That did not... That gave me...
Oh, okay, I got it that time.
...ness, but not in it... It's not good.
Okay, yeah, rebrew is not doing anything for me.
No.
So, pros. Minty tea might have nutritional benefit. Maybe.
It might be minty fresh, but that's not being evaluated.
Earthy and fresh, Mark.
Right.
Cons. It's really expensive, and it doesn't even rebrew all that well.
Yeah.
And it pretty much just tastes like peppermint tea. So,
honestly, if I'm going to be straight up and honest here, I don't know why you would buy this.
Yeah. Not.
I am curious now to buy, like, just some Moringa and try it without the mint. Because it could be, I mean, peppermint's a very overpowering flavor.
This is true.
So maybe their mistake was just putting them together.
Now I'm getting a cardamom aftertaste.
It had a slightly spicy aftertaste on the rebrew.
I think we just need to sit here in silence and comment on the aftertastes as it goes along.
That does not sound like a good podcast idea.
I don't think this is a tea where you taste it while drinking it at all. Like, it just rolls through afterwards, and it's interesting. It's just not good, I don't think.
So, yeah, we've had some real winners lately, and unfortunately, this one is not one of them. But we've enjoyed a lot of the other ones we've gotten in our Sips by Boxes, so hopefully you'll be hearing about some of those soon. We just had to pick one that didn't have caffeine, because we're probably going to go to bed soon.
Hopefully.
But we've tried some of the ones that did have caffeine, and they were quite good.
Oh, those are excellent.
So, since we'll be on vacation next week, maybe we will think about it early enough in the morning.
That would be smart.
To review one of those for you.
Do we have one of those packed?
I will make sure we do.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
See ya.